Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
All right. That's a great song.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Show Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. This hour, sponsored by Popeyes. Football season in Philly. So fly to Popeyes Fly and fill up on wings in seven delicious flavors from Popeyes. All right, we got Seth Joyner coming up here in a second. A lot to do on the show today. We're going to find out what's in Hugh's holiday stocking for an incredible price. Nick Sirianni's press conference at 12:15. And I'm expecting some sort of update on Landon Dickerson. He's the one injury that's like, is he all right? We'll find out. What if Wednesday later in the show, a big one today, Elliott Shore Parks, and I'm annoyed at the Phillies. But before we get any further, let's continue the Eagles talk with our guy, Kyle, Seth Joyner.
He's sponsored by Bet Parks every weekend. The double the spread boost for all users on one pro football game. Check the Bet Parks app Friday. Must be 21, MPA, New Jersey, Maryland, or Michigan. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seth, how you doing
today?
Seth!
What up?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Man, I'm always good, bro.
So, Seth, I'm curious. What are you seeing from this defense? They've been playing lights out, man. So what has been the biggest factor that you see in the success of this defense?
They're playing so good, it's hard to even start in one place.
Mm-hmm.
I guess where I'm going to start with Vic Fangio. You know, I mean, finally, you know, the Eagles have gone young. The last two defensive coordinators they've had here. And to me, it hasn't worked out. You know, you've had Jonathan Gannon was supposed to be, you know, a Vic Fangio disciple. Sean Desai was supposed to be a Vic Fangio, you know, disciple. And I'm going to be honest with you, I haven't seen, you know, any of what those defenses resemble anything of what, you know, what Vic Fangio does, you know. So, it starts with him, and it also starts with the fact that he's brought in some coaches, some real coaches, you know, that can not only develop young talent and develop them quickly, but some guys that are accountable in those rooms that can stand up. Man, did you see Clint Hurt step up for his guy?
Yeah, I did.
So a lot of people have a problem with that, Hugh, but they don't understand that that's the way it works. If my position coach ain't going to stand up for me, then I don't have no respect for the dude, you know, because it's one thing for, you know, and if Vic Fangio was down on the field, Vic Fangio would have chewed Jalen Hurts' ass, okay? Clint Hurts had already chewed the other cheek. There was no need for Nick Sirianni to go over there and chew the other one and then put it out there for everybody, for the national media to go, oh,
basically.
Look at everything going on the sideline. Here we go again. You know, so people just don't understand what was really transpiring there. You know, Clinton Herbert was like, hold up, I got him. I already chewed his ass. It's all good, you know. So it's the coaches, man. It's the coaches. These guys got some coaches that know what the hell they're doing. And the reason why, you know, this defense is taking off is because they're coaching their ass off with these young players, man.
Seth, you mentioned development of young players. Let's talk about Nolan Smith. You know, he really has come on the last, I would say, month or so. He played a really good game against the Steelers. He had half the pressures the Eagles had. And Seth, I'm just so impressed because last year he didn't play much. He didn't do much. And then this year, you know, he was kind of behind the other guys in the rotation. But since Brandon Graham's injury, he's had to play more. He played 95% of the snaps on Sunday. Looked really good. What are you noticing with Nolan, who it looks like he's turned out to be what the Eagles thought when they drafted him in the first round?
Just confidence, Joe. You know, I mean, when a young player begins to get confident, you know, look out. If they have talent and they have ability, if they're diligent about their preparation, you know, if they're developed properly, you know, then the fruits are going to be there. And he's just got confidence right now. You know, all of a sudden he's been forced into playing, and when you're forced into that situation, one or two things are going to happen. You're either going to take the bull by the horns or you're going to get your ass bucked off. And he's certainly taking the bull by the horns, and he's playing with confidence. I think Vic Fangio is a lot more confident in him now than he was, you know, in the beginning of the season when he talked about him, you know, coming along and learning and all that kind of stuff. That timeline has kind of been sped up. But he's playing lights out, man. I mean, there's a whole lot of guys just playing that way. And again, it goes back to coaching. You know, whoever that coach is working with those edge rushers and those defensive ends, you know, he's doing work. Because I had real reservations after Hassan Reddick walked up out that building about whether they was going to be able to account for those double-digit sacks. And Josh Sweat's right there already with 9 sacks, probably certainly to be a double-digit guy. So, you know, across the board, you know, they're playing with great confidence. And Nolan Smith is, you know, just another one of those young guys on the defense is, you know, stepping into, you know, his role and his potential.
Yeah, he's been great. I mean, and he gets better and better, it feels like, as the weeks go on. Seth, let's talk about the offense because that was the big story on Sunday. What would we see? How would the passing game look? And then they went out there and Jalen Hurts had what I thought his best game of the season, throwing the football. And they came out early and they I think he was 8 for 8 in that first drive. What did you make of the way Jalen played and the way they ran their offense Sunday against Pittsburgh?
Hey, listen, I was glad to see it. You know, I think it was pretty evident. Everyone could see it. Mike Tomlin Mike Tomlin has said early in the week, you know, we've got to figure out a way to get Saquon Barkley under control. So it was this chess match going on every single time, and I was watching to see every single time that, you know, Pittsburgh got into their double high safeties, you know, they checked and they ran the ball. Now, they weren't running it, you know, down Pittsburgh's throat, but they was running it effectively enough to stay ahead of the chains and be able to put themselves in third down convertible situations. You know, they had 26 first downs in that game, and they were 10 for 17 on third down conversions. That is, like, unheard of, man. You know, so a lot of that has to do with the chess match that was going on. And then all of a sudden they get single high safety, and Jalen would check, you know, because most of the time if you go single high, for the most part, you're probably in some kind of man coverage, you know. So now A.J. was wearing their ass out on the slants, the stop routes, and, you know, Devontae got in the mix. And, you know, that makes this team even that much more dangerous. Because like Nick Sirianni said after the game, hey, you want us to run it, we'll run it. You want us to pass it, we'll pass it. Essentially what he was saying is we can whoop your ass any way we need to or any way that we want to. And that's a dangerous thing for a defense coordinator to have to prepare for each and every week.
Well, it was. And some of it seemed like some of the throws, Seth, were a little bit different, or we haven't seen many of those. He had a couple back shoulders to A.J., threw over the middle to Calcaterra.
Precision throw. He had some precision throw.
Yeah, it just felt like the routes were a little bit different this week than other weeks. It felt like they almost, I don't know if they opened it up or they just trusted it, but maybe it's the one-on-one you were speaking of. It felt a little bit different than the games past, whether they were making the good throws or not. Like, I saw different things on Sunday.
Well, I mean, you got to be cognizant of the things that players say sometimes and be able to read between the lines. You know, AJ talked about, you know, the extra meetings last week and the points of emphasis last week and things of that nature. Well, if you know that you're going to get this chess match where teams are going to try to, you know, stop Saquon, and you know you're going to have to throw the ball, well, you better have a plan for that. When you get press coverage, you're pretty much telling me that I got man coverage. Well, AJ is going to beat one-on-one coverage all day long, all day, every day. So what do? In practice, you work on the points of emphasis, the slant routes and stop routes. Well, you're going to work on those things, and the precision is going to be there a little better. It's not going to be just a passing thought because we're going to run the ball 42 times, even though they still did it. You know, I think they knew that they were going to have to be a lot more efficient and effective, you know, passing the football against the Pittsburgh Steelers because of their defense. And they were that. So whatever they did, I mean, I wrote it in my show, my TV show this week. I said, whatever it is that they did in practice last week, whatever that point of emphasis was, whatever those extra meetings was, that needs to be the new standard because they need to be prepared to throw the ball that way every single game from here on out, even if they get to a point where the game plan is to hand the ball to Saquon and run the ball like they did the previous, you know, 13 games. You know, just be prepared to do that. But that was going to be a game where Jalen was going to have to step to the forefront, whether they ran the ball effectively or not, because Pittsburgh, that was their game plan, was to limit Saquon as much as they could.
Yeah, they're multidimensional. I mean, the more multidimensional they could be, the better off they're going to be as we go through this. And they're pretty good right now with 10 wins in a row.
Well,
set. Go ahead.
And Joe, and I'll ask you, because I know that you've had some reservations about, you know, Jalen's ability to do what he did last week. Was it enough? Or do you need to see it a couple more times before you believe it?
Yeah, I mean, consistency always matters to me. Like, if they could do it again and again, the more I'll believe they could do it whenever they want. But said that is what I wanted to see. I kind of chuckled when Jalen got to the podium and he said, is that what y'all wanted to see? Because that's what I was thinking as I watched. Yes. Because the way I think of it is, if they get down in a game, can they deviate from the game plan a little bit and be able to throw their way back? Now, they didn't get down Sunday. They got up with the passing game. But that gave me some confidence, Seth, that if they have to throw in the second half of a game against, who knows, Detroit or Buffalo or, you know, whatever, Super Bowl, that they could do it. Because it's been so long since we've seen them throw with that kind of precision.
Well, the truth of the matter is they haven't had to.
They haven't.
You know? So, I mean, just because you don't have to do something doesn't mean that you can't do something. And if your game plan is to, you know, the first two games of the season, you got a new coordinator, you got a new, you know, language that you're speaking on the offensive side of the ball. The timing's off. You know, you don't play your guys in preseason, so it stands to reason that they're going to be a little bit off through four games. You come to the bye, which, in my opinion, came at the most important time for this football team, and Lane goes in, Mailata goes in, Jalen goes in, Landon Dickerson goes in, hey, we got Superman back here, and the strength of our offense is our offensive line. We need to run the football. I think they kind of fell in love with the running game a little bit because they didn't have to pass the ball. The Pittsburgh game is the first game where they really had to, you know, pass the football. They had to throw it 32 times, you know, in order to set themselves up for the victory. But when they didn't have to, Jalen was operating within the offense the way he was being asked to. So the fact that he wasn't throwing the ball at a high rate or throwing it overly efficient wasn't because he couldn't. It was because he wasn't being asked to. And a lot of people don't believe that. They don't buy that. I don't buy it the other way around because we've seen Jalen do it too many times when he's needed to do it to believe that he couldn't do it.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever been, for me, a question of ability. He has the ability. I mean, you're right. We've seen it plenty of times in his four-plus years as starter. It's, are they able to dial it up when they need it now? Because it's just not, you know, it's not what they do every week. But Sunday, they did it, Seth. They did it at a high level, and now it's 10 wins in a row. Seth, quickly, your thoughts on this Sunday. They can clinch the division. Is it difficult facing the division team a second time? They played Washington well here on a Thursday night in November, but now it's a second chance at the same team. How about the matchup this week against the Commanders?
It's going to be a different game because Jaden Daniels, you know, is not going to have the rib injury that he had when they played him the first time. They kind of had him in shackles the first time. They didn't want him running around and, you know, getting beat up any more than he already was. He's fully healed now. I think when you watch him play, they're 2-2 since they played him the last – 2-1, rather, the Commanders are since the last time that they played. And, you know, maybe even better than that. I got my numbers screwed up. But – he's kind of trending back towards where he was before, you know, they played him the first time. But Scary Terry is doing what Scary Terry does. Now, you know, he was locked up on Guantanamo Bay the last time. He had to go over on the other side, on Slade's side, to get that one reception for 10 yards that he got. in the first game? Can the Eagles do the same thing? Because it's the same dynamic. They don't really have anything different. They're going to have to stop the run with those running backs, and then they're going to have to keep him in the pocket and contain him and keep him from making big plays down the field. Defensively, they still are what they are. You know, statistically, they're ranked in the mid to, upper teens as far as, where they sit defensively. They're just a very good team. They rank fourth against the pass. So the Eagles are going to have, potentially could have some issues there. But quite frankly, the Eagles, Joe, are a better football team from top to bottom. That roster is just better. They've been coached better. They're on a roll, 11 in a row, and I don't see them letting up. I don't see any reason to be concerned other than that you get on the bus and you go 4 hours down the road and you take this team for granted. I think that they should know that from this point forward, even though you got a couple of layups, you got to finish this thing. You got to win the next three in a row, and you can't take either one of these teams lightly because you just don't know how things are going to play out. So you just got to handle your business and hope that somebody trips up along the way.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gives you the number one seed, but I don't expect for them to have any problems with the Washington Commanders this Sunday.
Great stuff, Seth. We appreciate it as always. Have a great week, and have a great week next week as well. We won't talk to you for a couple weeks, so Merry Christmas, Seth. Thank you so much for being part of the show, and we got a lot to talk about in January when we talk again. Thank you, Seth.
Merry Christmas.
You got it, guys. There you go. Merry Christmas, dude.
There he goes. Seth Joyner with us there talking about, hey, you know what's fun listening to Seth over the course of the year? And I think of all of us, like the evolution of the thought on Vic Fangio. Because the first month it was like, this is the Vic Fangio we were promised. But since then, he's done such a good job and got these guys playing so well. It's like, wow, this is what we wanted.
We were talking about the Del Boca Vista. This is his retirement community. Yep.
Well, this doesn't feel like retirement to me. Not he's still like, got a lot left in the tank.
Putting it down.
94 WIP breaking news.
We do have some breaking news here. Breaking news for WIP presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Hugh Douglas, the Eagles have opened the 21-day practice window for your guy, Bryce Huff.
Yay! Oh, I didn't know. Now I feel kind of stupid. Kyle played the music.
You mean facetious?
Yeah.
I thought he's your guy, though.
No, he is my guy.
All right.
I was like, but Kyle played the music, and it was like, just made it.
I thought that was cause for celebration.
I thought you were going to celebrate.
I'm happy for him.
Is he going to make a big play at some point?
You've jumped off the Bryce Huff
field? No, I'm still there. He needs to play better. Well, I mean, I you know, Kyle, mm-hmm. with you, I don't know, because it just felt like, you know, you were being facetious.
No, me? Never.
Yeah, it felt like you never, were being
this
facetious.
Is a serious program, Hugh Douglas. We don't goof around here.
Since when? Today?
Do I look like I'm kidding?
This yes. is all news, all facts, all the time. WIP.
Do you like you kidding? Yes. Yes, you do.
So they have 3 weeks to activate him. I would imagine he's not going to be activated this week, maybe even next week. But before the end of the regular season, they could activate him, get him some reps before the playoffs. I still think that he could help. I don't know if he's going to, but like Nolan Smith played 95% of the snaps on Sunday. That is not what you typically want, right? You want to keep them fresh so they can rush the quarterback in the fourth quarter. Now, Sunday, of course, they didn't have many snaps because the offense held the ball the whole time. But when BG went down to you, we said, like, it's going to be extra snaps for Josh Sweat, extra snaps for Jalix Hunt, extra yeah. snaps for Nolan, obviously. They could use, and it's got to be Huff. If there's no one, like, they can't go get anybody else. They could use Huff in the playoffs if he can come around and give them some good snaps.
Yeah, he has to, man. I mean, we need him. You know, as well as this defense is playing, it would not hurt to have another pass rusher.
It never
out there. Could. Never could hurt to have another pass rusher. And hopefully with this time off, he's gotten healthy. He can contribute and bring something to the table.
The interesting part is they've moved on from him, like in terms of the way they have their rotation now, so they don't need him anymore. So I'll be interested yeah. to see when he does get fully back, right? That he has his stamina back and they're ready to activate him. Like, is he just right back in the rotation, or is he like going to get five snaps and he's kind of here?
Well, I think you got to work him into it, you know, because I would imagine that would be the case. You probably got to work him back into the rotation because he hasn't played in a while. Probably has to get his cardio back up to speed
yep.
and just get back out there. So, yeah, it shouldn't be that long.
Yeah, we'll see. But 21-day practice window open here for Bryce Huff. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Is this the best Eagles defense you've ever seen? It is for me. Hugh is pointing to the 2017 team that won the Super Bowl. And I think that was Hugh's choice. It's fine.
They won the Super Bowl, dog.
I know, but they had was kind of journeyman
that
on that team.
That was the most joyous time in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles. What y'all talking about?
That doesn't mean they were the best defense.
Yeah. Yes, it was, because they were the only defense out of all the defenses. This is let me just help you with my rationale. Mm-hmm. Out of all the great defenses that we say and people gravitate towards and people remember, none of those teams and none of those eras won a Super Bowl, okay. except for the Island of Misfit Toys.
Right.
They're the best.
So, like,
they're the most iconic.
Obviously, a lot changes if this Eagles defense, this one, wins the Super Bowl. I think where I would go is, if this one, it does win a Super Bowl, then nobody's even debating whether it's better than the 2017.
Yeah, probably not.
They would totally jump over them. And they're just way better statistically. Now, like, I want to be fair to 2017. I think we almost underrate that defense, because we remember the Super Bowl, and they got beat up a lot with points and yards. They were a good defense during the season. I would call them probably a top five or six defense in the league that year.
Mm-hmm.
They had Fletcher, they had Brandon, they had Malcolm. It wasn't all journeymen, right? Like, they had some very high-end players, but there was, I mean, Ronald Darby was a corner, Jalen Mills was one of their corners. They did have some journeymen mixed in. I like that defense. I liked the one 2 years ago. Your defense in 02, Hugh, was tremendous. Did play a lot of tomato can quarterbacks, but you were tremendous.
Tomato can.
I mean, deep down, I think we all know what's going on here. You're just not saying this is the best Eagles defense ever.
You know,
because you don't want to give credit to this defense.
No, I definitely want to give credit to this defense. Mm. These guys are playing well. They're playing well.
Because they're a necessity.
I mean, they're playing well. They're playing extremely well. But
this is the
they
hill. Do you feel imminent death on the hill?
Do I?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, maybe. No,
I mean, you're tumbling down this hill.
I'm trying to figure out, like, I have some decisions that I have to make over the next couple of weeks. You know, I've already kind of, like, started looking. People, like, listen, the dude that sent me to Ritt is not for beards, dog. Like, that is not what that's for. Ritt is like a dye for clothes.
Oh.
It's not for beards,
What's the worst
dog.
That happens? Try it.
No, I have to find a dye. Like, if I'm going to do it, I have to find it. It's like for a certain dye. And then, you know what I found out? That this is something where this is not a one-off. This is like if you dye it,
yep.
you have to keep dyeing it. Because when you wash it, it's not one of those dyes or if you don't want to do
like
the permanent.
To maintain it for
to
as
maintain
long as you're
okay, yeah, gotcha. So I have to like
because
that's
you're going for the full month.
Well, yeah, because you know the more you wash it, you know what I mean?
Makes it even better. You have to upkeep it.
So here's my question. Do you just use regular hair dye or is this beard dye?
Well, I think it's regular hair dye.
Okay.
I think it's regular hair dye, but it's the fact that I got to keep dying it.
Yeah, well, you got a lot of work ahead of you. Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Bruce.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Hey, Bruce. Man? What's up, buddy?
Man, I'm just a little frustrated because I couldn't get in the last couple of days. I've just been too busy. But, hey, this is a great discussion point, going into the last days. You know, I've been looking at some of the national media over the last couple of days. And, you know, one of the common thread or the commentary about the completeness of the Eagles team is the talking point is always the defense. Is the common thread that's going to get the Eagles to the Super Bowl. So, you know, with that said, I can definitely say, I'm kind of an old head. You know, I've been around since the Eagles started, like in '80. So I've been through probably three or four eras of defenses. But you all said something earlier. I think within all those eras, you know, those defenses had some greatness about them, but the game was played differently.
Mm-hmm.
But this era is different because of the quality of the quarterbacks that this defense has played and literally shut down this year. I'm trying to just, you know, just think through history, and I just can't recall, even with all the other great defenses that we had, that they played the plethora, fancy word, of quarterbacks.
I agree, Bruce. I mean, I think they've played four guys this year. They're going to end up in the Hall of Fame one day. And then they've played two young guys obviously Hall of Fame's a long way away. But Jordan Love and Jaden Daniels look like they're very good quarterbacks for a long time. So they've played six guys that are really good quarterbacks.
Exactly. And that's probably been the biggest discriminator. And it's just astounding because they're so young. I'm definitely on board with the fact that this is one of the greatest defenses, and hopefully we can get Hugh. Hey, look, man, don't die on that hill about the defense, man.
Don't be so plant-based, Hugh. Come on.
Yeah, get off the plant-based, man, and just come on down the hill. Because here's the thing, though. This defense, even when the offense is not necessarily clicking, time and time again, this defense has been able to cover up, you know, the miscues and get the offense.
Yes, Bruce, you are so right. Sunday, I mean, how about Sunday? The two fumbles within like a minute. And Bruce, good phone call. They did the same thing week one against Green Bay. 215-592-9494. Is this the best Eagles defense you've ever seen? Are we at that point now? Kyle and I are there. Hugh is not. I think part of this is, you know, his take. He doesn't want to.
Best I've ever seen.
Oh, come on now. I mean, like, if you didn't have that take, I think you'd be there. All right, your phone calls us, 215-592-9494. Plus, we'll get to something Jay Glazer reported about. Jalen Hurts, Big Dom, and Brandon Graham, who apparently has since refuted the report. We got to get to this next. We'll discuss that next in your call.
It's Hugh's Hello Stucky.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
You know what that means. It's time to play What's in Hugh's Holiday Stocking. All right. So you hop on the lines right now, 215-592-9490 for your chance to win today. A Jack Daniels Rocks glasses, water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, a Tennessee whiskey clear tote bag, and then you're automatically qualified for the grand prize. The Yeti cooler, cornhole set, giant Jenga, original wood smoker chips, the Spirit 2 grill, and a 55-inch smart TV. All right, here is how it works. You hop on with us. You get to ask us a yes or no question. We answer it, and then you give us a guess. And Hugh, our category today is a football coach?
Yes.
A football coach. That is our category. You play next. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show.